Wouldn't it be great if judges could always tell when people in court were lying? Through the power of neuroscience, this might be possible. I'm Michael Roth, and you're listening to What's Up with Neuroscience. Ideas for lie detection have always been around. The traditional idea of a lie detection machine is a polygraph, a device which records and measures many physical aspects of a person as they answer a series of questions and attempts to link certain patterns with their lying. The polygraph hasn't been shown to work 100% of the time. A calm liar or a nervous person could throw off the results. Recently, however, a new method of lie detection has been studied. Using functional magnetic resonance imaging, or fMRI, scientists can see the use of oxygen in the brain. This shows which sections of the brain are using more oxygen, meaning that they're being used more often. I got into touch with Russian scientist Mikhail Rusinov and asked him how fMRI worked for lie detection. Here's what he had to say.
You see, with the help of fMRI, we can see that the prefrontal and parietal lobes of the brain are activated when a person creates a lie spontaneously.
The question then becomes one of its actual use in court. Would it be helpful? Lawyer Harry Roth had this to say about the subject.
Defendants, criminal defendants, will take polygraph tests knowing that the polygraph is going to be inadmissible. So it's a no-risk way of trying to supplement an alibi or provide support for the notion that they are telling the truth.
He raises a good point. Because of its shown inaccuracy, lie detector-based evidence is often considered inadmissible, so taking a test just to show one's good nature and counting on it being inadmissible if it reads them as lying might be a pretty big issue. I hope you've learned something about lie detection and its use. Thanks for listening. This is Michael Roth, signing off.